This year's Dover Days is the kickoff for Dover's 300th birthday celebration. Did that kind of give you a feeling you needed to make this Dover Days maybe a little bit more special than the usual?
Sure. A year ago, the mayor came and talked with us about his plans for his 300th birthday, and told us that he wanted Dover Days to be the kickoff. So we had to make sure that we put a little extra birthday spin into everything, planning this year's event.
And did you feel like you needed to kind of also just find maybe some different takes on things, the usual things, to kind of just jazz it up a little bit more?
Of course, we want to make it special and get the community involved, and we wanted to put a little kick onto it with the birthday cake and the kazoo and our birthday parade. So yeah, we definitely wanted to spruce it up this year and add some character to it for the 300th.
Let's talk about that first thing on Friday, the birthday celebration. You mentioned the cake and the kazoo on Friday. Just tell us a little bit more about what's going to be happening on Friday night with that birthday celebration.
Sure. So on Friday, we have our food trucks and we have activities for the kids. We always do fireworks Friday night. 33 and a third band will be the entertainment for the night. And at 8:30, right before it gets dusk and the fireworks, we are having a big birthday cake celebration. La Baguette Bakery here in town has went ahead and built a huge birthday cake for us. And then we thought, everybody can play a kazoo. So why don't we have a big sing-along kazoo band? And so we will all sing happy birthday to the city of Dover with the mayor and city council there with the cake. So it's going to be a really special and unique night.
I was going to say, it seems like the kazoo thing could be very, very interesting. I guess you could have just brought in a band, the Dell States band or the Dover High School band. But I guess the idea is to try to get people maybe a little bit more personally involved.
Yeah, something fun for the community to do, a quirky way of celebrating and singing Dover's, for Dover's 300th birthday. So,
Saturday, things get on the way right away with the annual Dover Days Parade. Tell us a little bit about the parade and what that involves, and certainly the organization of it's pretty got to be pretty substantial.
oh, it is. We have over 100 participants happening with the parade, and we have challenged everyone to take that birthday theme and interpret it in their own special way. We have bands and school kids, and we also have, historic interpreters that are coming out, and the wheelman with their bikes. Everybody putting their special turn on the birthday. That starts at 9:30 and comes straight down State Street to the green, to the reviewing stand. And then afterwards, we have our traditional maypole dancing where the kids have been practicing since March for their big debut with that. So it's become kind of a heritage history thing, the parade and the maypole dancing. Everybody comes out and walks in and sits along State Street to see everybody now decked out in birthday theme for this year.
And for those who are interested in maybe a little history lesson about Dover to go with this whole 300 year birthday, there are some opportunities for that as well. Can you tell us a little bit about the historical offerings?
Yes, so the first State Heritage Park in the campus community students will have a new program called Passports Through Time. So it's a 5-minute theater piece reflecting four different significant time periods in Dover. So they're going to be doing that on Saturday, all day. And then also there would be a play at the Old State House featuring Lord Baltimore and William Penn in the founding of our city. There'll be like a little historical play there on Saturday as well, commemorating the 300th birthday.
That's an interesting story. I'm sure people maybe not know a lot about that, so an opportunity to kind of really learn something new. Tell us a little bit about what some of the other things people can look for. Is there anything new or different this year that maybe people haven't seen before at Dover Days?
We'll be hosting our first annual Dover Days games. So there's going to be like a 300th re relay race, an egg race, a tug of war that we're doing. So that's something new this year. Of course, we're going to be having our Dover Days car show this year. The Old Bay Circus is coming into town. That's something new. We'll have to see what that's all about when they come. Be interesting and fun. Biggs Museum is doing a blue hen mask making. There's different programs all day long for children. And of course, our museums will be open as well during that weekend as well.
You mentioned the kids. Was that something you guys always kind of spent some time thinking about, like what you can do to make this a really kid-friendly event?
Sure, because Dover Days, well, Dover Days is for everybody, but especially for families. So we wanted to make sure that everybody has something that they're interested in, whether it be an activity at a museum, the Dover Day games that we're doing this year. There are different bands. Of course, we have lots and lots of different kinds of foods, your traditional foods, but then also your Delaware cuisines of scrapple and, you know, things like that. So we really try to make it a well-rounded festival and something for everybody, but especially for families. It really is a good family event.
How many people do you usually expect to have for Dover Days?
Dover Days, well, last year was hard because it rained, and we're hoping for no rain this year. For any given day, you're looking at about 10 to 20,000 people.
And this year, it is a little bit of a shorter event. It usually was Friday through Sunday this year, just Friday and Saturday. Tell us a little bit why you're making that change this year.
Sure. A lot of our vendors had requested it. We did a lot of research after last year. How can we make Dover Days better? And we got a lot of feedback about Sunday being a family day. People like to be with their families at home. Wasn't as much of a attended day. A lot of people really peak time for Dover Days is that parade. And then everybody walks over to the green and down to Leg Mall to get their funnel cakes and things like that. So we really concentrated all our entertainment on the Friday and the Saturday night. That way that you could spend time with your families at home, but still be able to participate in Dover Days.
But it is something you might look at going back to Sunday, depending on how things go this time around.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, well, we're always looking to what can we do different? How can we expand it? I know we did talk to some of the community organizations who may look to do some other activities on Sunday that they're not competing with us on that day. So they may be bringing in more program the following year, too.